Theater is visceral in a way that film or television is not. It's happening right before our eyes, fast repartee, back and forth, occasional bursts of violence. This is no secondhand medium. It's live, and it's immediate. And that's one of the great joys of plays like David Mamet's classic American Buffalo, directed by Barbara Damaschek and running through July 20th at Aurora Theater in Berkeley. The play focuses on three small-time hoods. Don runs a junk store. Bobby is his protege, Teach his cohort. A man has come into Don's store and bought a Buffalo nickel for far less than it's worth for his coin collection. Teach convinces Don they should steal the man's collection, and that's the basic frame of the story, but it's so much more. American Buffalo is the 1975 play that put Mamet on the map, exploring the consciousness of America's underbelly. Looking at failed lives and male pretensions, Mamet created a form of dialogue that has come to be known as Mamet speak. Fast-paced, overlapping, interrupting, unfinished sentences, beat after beat after beat, exposing how people don't listen to one another and how language is used to lie and to manipulate. The character of Teach, the sleaziest of the three, is an actor's dream. Originally portrayed on Broadway by Robert Duvall, then in a revival by Al Pacino, and then again on film by Dustin Hoffman, Teach is more than just a role. It's a challenge for the skill and art of acting itself. Luckily for Aurora Theatre Company, the challenge is met by one of the Bay Area's finest performers, James Carpenter. He is ably assisted by Paul Vincent O'Connor as Don and Raphael Jordan as Bobby. To best appreciate the play, you have to be sharp and very aware. The dialogue blisters at all times, reaching a crescendo in the second act as the robbery plans start to fall apart and the tension builds and then explodes. Today, David Mamet is often criticized for his inability to see beyond the male psyche and for his late turn toward right-wing politics. But in 1975, when the play was written, he was new and fresh, and that freshness explodes across the Aurora stage. The audience for theater tends to be older, but this is a young play, highly deserving of a new audience who has yet to experience the pop and crackle of Mamet at his best. American Buffalo plays at Aurora Theater in Berkeley through July 20th. For more information, you can go to their website, auroratheater.org. I'm Richard Walensky on Bay Area Theater for Upfront.